O Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Blessed Martin de Porres, pray for us. Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, our Autumn Holy Week, as we call it, continues. We've had Christ the King and All Saints, the Holy Day and All Souls yesterday. Today is First Friday, tomorrow First Saturday. And then on Sunday, we meet again, and some of you will, of course, come dressed as saints for the All Saints procession and Mass, and then there's a little party afterwards, after your presentation. Today is First Friday, and we're continuing to think about All Saints. The saint we have today, Blessed Martin de Porres, is a good example of a Sacred Heart saint. Because of his devotions, he loved the Blessed Sacrament. One time he fell into ecstasy, which means it's like sort of like being in heaven already, at the foot of the altar where he was praying. And then there was a fire in the church, and he never noticed, not a bit of it, because he was praying. He had a hard time getting into the Dominicans. He wanted to be a Dominican because he loved the rosary and the Blessed Sacrament. But you see, back then there was a law that you had to be Spanish to enter a religious order, and his mother was from Africa, and so she was a black or a negress, and she had been a slave at one time. Well, it took him a long time, but eventually he did become a lay brother of the Dominican order. He started early. Saints get their start early very often. He was only 10 when he would pray for hours at night, and he would make reparation for his sins, the sins of others, especially the sins of pagans, and he would scourge himself sometimes 3 times in one night. How remarkable. But at the same time, he had a difficult time at home. He never got too much love. I think his mother blamed him because his father abandoned the family. And his mother made him go out and try to get some work, and he'd take care of all the shopping and everything. And he did it all in a loving way, and he never, ever did complain. He was a good one for doing difficult jobs, like scrubbing out the toilets, which back then were very primitive, and he never complained. He was a saint all full of love. 50 years, he had just a tremendous amount of love for Almighty God, that's the Sacred Heart devotion, and for man, that's also the Sacred Heart, and even for beasts or for animals. He was a veterinarian, and he used to make appointments with cats and with dogs mentally. He would just send them a mental message, which is even better than a tweet or something, I think. And he would say, well, Caravaggio, I can see you at 3 o'clock next Tuesday. And the cat would show up for his appointment. One time there were an awful lot of mice in the monastery, and the brethren, the superior, said they should get some poison and kill them all. And he said, oh, no, please don't do that, Father. What about if I get rid of them for you? He said, well, that would be all right. And so he had a talk with the mice, and the mice all followed him in a single file line out of the monastery, where they were eating blankets and habits and things, food, into the garden. And he said, now you stay here and I'll feed you. And he did. He remembered to feed them once a day. But especially he was known for his compassion to the sick, to the poor sick. One time there was a really dirty and horrible looking man in the street, and he was in a very, very bad way. And there was no other place for him, so Brother Martin put him in his own bed, and the friars didn't like that one bit, and they said, don't you see how dirty he is? And he said, well, compassion is more important than cleanliness. You know, I can wash my blanket, but even tears wouldn't wash away if you just walked right by the sick person and never took care of him. That's how he was, all full of charity, just as the Sacred Heart wants us to be. Well, he was a saint, so he could work miracles. And he was so humble, though, he worked miracles so people wouldn't think about it that way. So, for example, If he healed someone, he would say first, here, drink this glass of water. Or one time he gave a lady an apple to eat, as though those were the things that healed, but they weren't. It was his prayers or his holy touch. One time there was a bishop, and an important bishop was passing through town, and the bishop got sick, and he heard about St. Martin, and he sent for St. Martin, and St. Martin didn't want to work a miracle. He was very, very humble, and he said, oh, Your Excellency, because he said, Brother Martin, he said, you put your hand right here where it hurts, and I know I'll get better. And he said, oh, Your Excellency, you wouldn't want me with my dirty old black hand right on your nice robes. You put it there. You do what you're told. So, of course, he was humble. So he did it exactly as he was told. And as soon as he touched the bishop got better. But he went back and he did some extra penance at the monastery by means of staying very humble. It's All Saints Day. We continue All Saints Day, remember, all week till next Wednesday, the Octave Day. And you can always learn something new about a saint all the time. What I learned new this morning when I was doing my studies is that he could also bilocate, like Padre Pio. He would be in two places at once. Sometimes he went to Africa or he went to Mexico, and he took care of the sick people there too. And he could also pass, like our Lord at the resurrection, through solid doors and enter into rooms that had been locked. And if someone asked him about it, he would always just change the subject or say something like, well, never you mind, because he wanted to stay very humble. He was a saint, children, which means he was 100% for God and 0% for Martin. He was a Sacred Heart saint, very, very humble. In fact, he was so humble that one time the monastery was having money problems. You're always having money problems in the religion business, one way or another. Well, they were having money problems, and St. Martin said to his superior, very seriously, he said, I'm just a poor Negro. Go ahead and sell me as a slave, and with the money, you'd be able to pay your bills. Of course, they didn't. But that's how humble he was, and that's how little he thought of himself. So the Sacred Heart comes on this first Friday, and he says, learn of me. I am meek and humble of heart. We can all learn at least one thing. Remember what it will be. You decide from the example of today's saint, the first black saint to come from the Americas. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost.